This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are tens of millions of people in this country who don't believe Joe Biden actually won the 2020 election. To be clear, he did. That is just one, but no doubt the biggest consequence of the mis- and disinformation still surrounding that election. And it's virtually certain that whatever the outcome of this coming election, challenges and lawsuits and misinformation and lies will figure prominently. And that's got elections officials all over the country laying the groundwork now to build confidence in the results and to protect their poll workers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
There are two federal agencies that primarily work on elections in the U.S. The Federal Elections Commission handles campaign finance, and there's the Election Assistance Commission. The EAC handles election administration, mostly by identifying best practices. And that's what brought dozens of election officials from all over the country to the University of Maryland a couple of weeks ago for the 2024 Election Summit.
Over the last 4 years, there's a lot we've all been doing to prepare.
In addition to providing training and resources, the agency also serves as the conduit for federal funds that support state election offices. Christy McCormick is the chairwoman of the EAC and says the agency has funneled close to $1 billion to the state since 2018. Much of it filtered down to local election authorities, who spent it on
hardening offices and putting cameras on the machines. We're talking about security for the poll workers. We're talking about cybersecurity, getting the right kinds of software and tracking devices.
But that kind of influx of federal cash is a thing of the past. Brianna Lennon is the county clerk in Boone County, Missouri.
The majority of the funding that came through 2020 was COVID money. It was to offset having to increase costs for PPE and social distancing, and that money is not coming back.
The EAC can't send money to the states without a formal appropriation from Congress, and since the federal government has been operating without a formal spending package for months now, Lennon says when it comes to the November election,
I don't have any confidence that we're going to get an increase of anything, so whatever we have from our local budgets, which is what funds 90% of our elections, is what we're working with.
A big focus of what funds are available is security. Christina Worrell Adkins is Director of Elections for the state of Texas.
The threats that we're becoming more aware of and that we need to prepare for have evolved from those of the cybersecurity nature to something that's more surrounding our physical security. And I think that's just because we've seen the temperature rise.
Adkins says election officials are training poll workers in customer service and de-escalation techniques to hopefully stop any threats of violence before they happen. Nevada recently invested $30 million for a variety of upgrades to its election system. Nevada's Secretary of State, Cisco Aguilar, says that's an unprecedented amount, but he says it's also important to have additional legal protections.
We made it a felony to harass or intimidate election workers and poll workers. Anti-doxing legislation was important. And so we're making election workers feel safe in the environment in which they're working.
In addition to security, election officials at the summit said they're focusing the bulk of their preparation on what they see as the best strategy to avoid problems on election day: voter education. Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs is asking his state legislature for $1.2 million for
digital ads, radio ads, TV ads, to remind people not just to vote, but what the voting process is. So, for example, you know, don't forget to vote. Oh, by the way, the tabulation machines are not connected to the internet.
Hobbs and others say those kinds of messages can help prevent misinformation from taking hold by encouraging voters to turn to the folks who actually run elections as trusted sources of accurate information rather than randos spouting conspiracy theories.
I would certainly hope that people put more trust into their election officials than some person that sells pillows.
Hobbs says the best way to combat misinformation is the truth. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.